go ahead and talk to the Lord. Be deliberate about it. Be deliberate. Be deliberate about it. Don't whisper under your breath. Talk to him. Talk to him. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless as the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb?
Are your garments spotless as the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Is asking you a question, and just in case you haven't, this is the time, right? So talk to the Lord now. Let's take it again.
Have you been to Jesus with a cleansing blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments faultless as the white? Blood of the Lamb, are you washed in the blood? In the sprinkling blood of the Lamb, are your garments faultless as the white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?
The subject of eternity is not something we can exhaust. Even when we get to eternity, we can't exhaust it. Because that's where reality is. If you study the kingdom, let's pray. Just bow your heads and talk to God. Talk to the Lord briefly. Briefly. So you help me on the keyboard. Find some floating sound, just keep us. Talk to the Lord as we take a second shot of the word of the Lord. Prepare your spirit again. Prepare your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your word that has come to us this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the little you would still add. We receive it with meekness for the saving of the soul. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Have you been blessed this morning? I'm looking at the time because I'm ministering in the evening. I will just speak to us for maybe 40 minutes. And then we'll go and prepare. Is that okay? Okay. So I will do a recap of what I shared on the first day, and then I'll add a little to it and we'll leave. We are considering the subject of the power of prayer for revival fire. That's what we are trying to look at this morning. And so for the benefit of those who are not around, and also to help us find bearing and perspective, I will do a brief recap. And then we'll proceed. Praise the Lord. You know, there is a principle in Bible interpretation, biblical interpretation, we call it the principle of first mention. Whenever you want to truly understand the concept, you go to where it was first mentioned or discussed. It will help you find bearing. And on a holistic basis, the book of Genesis is a first mention. So most times, if I want to consider a subject, I go back to the foundation so we can find our bearing from the very roots of that subject. You know, revival is a necessary ingredient for many reasons. The first reason is because we are living in a fallen body. Even though our spirit is one with God, this body is a fallen body. Apostle Paul called it a body of sin. And if you are living in this body, again and again, you require measures of the spirit in order to keep this flesh mortified. It might not even be sin. It may be affairs of life. You know, in Acts chapter 4, the apostles were flogged and beaten. Now, these were men that lived with Jesus for 3.5 years. They saw the miracles. They were ready to go all the way. They vouched their allegiance to Christ until Jesus left and they caught them and flogged them and told them never to preach in the name of Jesus. These were men that had experienced the supernatural. They cast out demons in Luke chapter 10. They cast out devils. They were celebrating. Jesus told them, your names are written in heaven. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them. There were tongues of fire standing on their heads. But when they were beaten, their confidence was depleted. Boldness vaporized out of their system. And they ran back to behind closed doors, the same way they were before the Holy Ghost came. So they needed a revival. Before the Holy Ghost came, they were hid behind closed doors. Now they were flogged and they went back to that disposition of hiding. But they knew that if the Holy Ghost is released from on high, their calamity and the afflictions around them will count for nothing. So they went back and they lifted their voices and prayed. And the Bible said they were filled with the Spirit again. And the place where they were was shaken. And the Spirit of God gave them boldness. And he said, with great power. So the articles of boldness and power came because they carried out an enterprise called prayer. They knew every time that engine room of prayer is activated, there's a possibility of an outpouring. And if there's an outpouring, there will be revival. You know, many say because we are born again, we don't need revival. It's a joke. If the first apostles needed it, the body of Christ will need it until Jesus comes. So the first reason you will require revival is because you are living in a fallen body. There are many times when things will happen, things will go wrong, and everything you were standing on will seemingly vaporize. You will need a fresh outpouring. The second reason you need revival is because the spirit realm is a continuum. As mighty as the works of Paul were, there was a height Paul reached and he couldn't go beyond. Not because he didn't have intimacy with God. The reason is because the purposes of God in time is fragmented into seasons. And in the days of Paul, the assignment and the agenda God had in generations to come will not be activated. So there were many things Paul knew that he didn't have utterance to communicate because the body of Christ had not reached that place in the agenda of God. And for us to journey with God into deeper dimensions according to the purposes that were captured in the calendar of God for our generation, there must be another outpouring so that men will travel from glory to glory, from light to light, from depth to depth. That's why I said the path of the just is as a shining light. It's from glory to glory. There was a place that Elijah entered, but there is a place allocated to the body of Christ in this dispensation. No matter how deep the work of Elijah is, he can't get there. But when those seasons open, of course, there must be another outpouring, so that men can look upon the things that are locked in the crystals of glass in the heights of the heavens. Man basically is supposed to eat to sustain immortality. was not mango and guava. The food of that man, because the man was not supposed to live as a fleshly being. The man was supposed to live as a god on the face of the earth. The thing that man was supposed to eat to sustain immortality was the tree of life. So God planted that tree in that garden. So daily it was expected of that man to eat of that tree. And as he ate it, he would have grown in the powers of immortality. The third thing in that project was the need for the image of God. Because the man was not expected to be known as a man of man. The animal is known in the order and in the class of animals. The man was supposed to be known and recognized in the class of God. Because the man did not begin from earth. God called the animals from the ground. He called the animals from the waters. But when he wanted to bring the man, God divided himself and he put the man from within God and he hid the man in dust. So the man was supposed to live out of dust and reveal God to a generation. Though the image of God was what the man was designed to portray. And finally, the authority of God was conferred. He said, let them have dominion. When these four things begin to become scarce, then there is a need for revival. When the man begins to walk and there is a scarcity of the presence, Eden is gone. Because you can be in the spirit and not be in the presence of God. Every born again Christian is in the spirit, but few are in the presence. Because the presence of God is regulated by a government. That's why the moment the man disobeyed God, he was pursued from the presence. There are many Christians who fornicate. The Bible says you are not in the flesh, you are still in the spirit. If it so be that the spirit of Christ dwells in you. So you are in the spirit because the Holy Ghost is in you. But you are in the presence because you are in the Holy Ghost. They are two different things. The government of God regulates you. That's when revival comes. You can't see people stealing, fornicating, lying, even on the altar. Then you say all is well. Eden is lost. Because the moment there is rebellion, Eden is lost. Eden is lost. You can't see a generation of sick and weak people and you say you don't need revival. The life of God is not strong. Because when the life of God becomes strong, it mortifies the flesh. It eats up sickness. You can't see a people who call themselves apostles and prophets, yet there is iniquity everywhere. You send people that were raised in church, they've been in church for 30 years, and they go to the presidency, and there's no witness. And you say, you don't need a revival. We are joking. You can't come to a territory. Governors are deacons in church, yet the state is in darkness. And you say, you don't need a revival. When you look at them, what comes to mind is John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father shall ye do. Because the only thing that drives them are the things of the flesh. They have loved this world. And he said, love not the world. For they that love the world, the love of the father. The love of the father is the nature of the father. Because God is love. When you can't see the nature of God, there is an urgent need for revival. And then when churches gather and pray, and nothing happened, it means there is no authority. There's no rank. There's no rank. And when there is no rank, it means there's no authority. The principality still rule. We have vigils upon vigils. Millions of people gather and pray. Nothing happened. It means let them have dominion. It's no longer working. And when let them have dominion, it's not working. There's need for revival. You know, we think our number is what gives us authority. It's a lie. Stature that gives us authority. And when we gather and we can't change things, it means there is need for revival. And meanwhile, that even though revival was promised, it's not cheap. Every time there's a revival, there are men who provoke it. And the men who provoke the revival, they have a requirement. The requirement of those men is to journey back into the presence. It takes labor to get back. The presence of God is not cheap. A harlot can be on the street when revival begins. She's baptized. It's not cheap. Some people gave their life for that outpouring to take place. When you see a revival, men have died. And the ones who provoke it, sometimes you can't even see them anymore because they have nothing to live for. So the first thing that happened to the provokers of revival is that they take on a journey. A journey not from Lagos to Ibadan. A journey not from Makurdi to Abuja. A journey from flesh to spirit. A journey into the inner courts where they can interact and intermingle with the Shekinah. And I told us on the first day that the tabernacle of old is an illustration of the junctions that you will get to before you reach the Shekinah. When you are born again, all of us come into the outer court. In the outer court, we are regulated by the soul. So you can pick in a Higgins book and preach what is preached. Even a harlot can pick it, a liar can pick it, and all of us will preach the same message. But in the outer court, the messenger is not one with his message. His message can be righteousness, but his life will be iniquity. Because he's picking things that are exposed in the sun. You can go to Google today and type holiness and get 20 scripture on holiness and preach it, but your life may not reflect holiness because you are functioning by resources that are available by the sun. When the sun shines in the outer court, both the sinner. So the provokers of revival, we journey from the outer court to the inner court. But before you migrate from the outer court, there is something called the altar of sacrifice. Your flesh will be decimated. God will kill before God make alive. Because if you just live, the class of your life will not be verified. So before God makes alive, he kills. The altar of sacrifice will decimate you. Your pride will die. Your anger will die. Your arrogance will die. Your lust will die. You can't move forward. Because in this thing, it's the Holy Ghost that carries us. It's not something you say, because I've prayed for 1 week, I can now migrate further. You can't. The Holy Ghost himself is the door. When God finished dealing with you on the altar, then he brings you to the lava. That's when the Holy Ghost begins to service your spirit man. You know, sometimes when you begin to pray, prayers that bring revival, persecution will open against you. And then they will lie and say all kinds of things about you. And then you want to defend yourself. God says, keep quiet. And then the rumor is spreading and your image and everything is being destroyed. Say, keep quiet. That time you are keeping quiet, you are learning to die. And when you die sufficiently, God will open another syllabus. And then maybe for a season, every channel of money and income will be shut. Everything you try to do will not work. And then you'll be there for 2 years. You apply all the principles of prosperity. You give so that it will be given to you. Everything to be given to you will be given in spiritual currency. And then the doors are locked. And then you don't know what to do. What God is trying to achieve is to build trust in your spirit. Because you have learned to put your trust in the arm of flesh. When revival comes, you will think it's partnership and fraternity. That's why when we talk revival, people are looking for people making impact. And they think it's by connection. Human connection don't engender revival. Many apostolic centers don't engender revival. The only thing that brings revival is when a man who has seen the Shekinah come out. If he cries, the whole city will go to him. And when that door is shut for 2 years, it will come to a point where you say, we are the circumcision that worship God in the spirit, rejoicing in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Those things will happen for a while. And when God has dealt with your flesh, sometimes you want to give up. And then the Holy Ghost will come and service you. You felt this thing is not working. And then the Holy Ghost will show you a vision. And on that vision, you see yourself on a crusade ground with white suit. As you stretch your hand, a dead rose up.
And I say, oh boy, this thing will work. You go back. God will open another door. You will suffer for another. Hope you know. This is what we call the wilderness experience. Jesus went there 40 days, 40 nights. The Bible said afterwards he was an hungered. And the devil, the tempter, came to tempt him. You will see many offers. You can't take it. When you try, the Holy Ghost will stop you. Meanwhile, nothing else is coming. And when that happens for a while, you want to give up. Then the lava, the Holy Ghost will breathe on you. Maybe that week you say, Kai, this thing, I don't tire. Then somebody will call you and say, ah, I just thought about you. So I say, let me send you 50,000. And I say, okay. It doesn't mean the door is shut. It doesn't mean, okay. You will not spend the 50,000 and no one will come again for 8 months. And then when you want to give up, God will now release some. That's called the lava. That's the first ministry of the Holy Spirit in revival. Is to continually encourage the revivalist until he completes the journey. Because if he doesn't complete the journey, there will be no outpouring. You must ascend the mountains of God. In Psalm 24 from verse 3, he said, who shall ascend the mountain of God? Who shall stand upon his holy hill? He said, him that is of a pure heart and have not lifted his soul in vanity, whose hands are clean. He said, that's the man. So the Holy Ghost will buffet you. While he's buffeting you, he's encouraging you. And when you get to a point where you have been built, then the shoe bread will open. That's when the word of the Lord will come alive. If you have not journeyed there, your messages will be reshuffling. You will carry Kenny Hagin, carry Andrew Woman, carry Pastor Chris. And when you want to teach prosperity, you pick one point from Bishop, pick one point from Pastor Chris. When you reshuffle for a while, you discover you are dry. Because the oracles of God have not opened. The tablets of God are on the mountains of God. And you will never look upon that which is written by the finger of fire. When Moses got there, he said, God spoke his commandment. And the finger that wrote it was carrying fire. That's when you see the oracles of God. And when you come to speak, you don't need to think you are the message. Because you have been processed. You are one with that which you utter. Revival will come when these things begin to happen. So men must pay the price to journey. When you journey into that inner court, your light is no longer the sun. Your light is the menorah. So when they are telling people, go to the oil company, meanwhile there's nothing wrong with it. I'm talking to revivalists. I'm not talking to every Christian. The principle of doctrine is that when God has not spoken, take the easy part. But when it comes to those who know this language, they know what I'm saying. So it's not for everybody. So don't go and turn down any good offer and say I'm a revivalist. It is not zeal. It's a journey in the spirit. When everybody, you see, you heard what Daddy said earlier. The doors open for you to enter the oil company and you have filled all the form. They told you on Monday you go and start training. And then God now say, rise up. Get to the mountain in Obamasho and tarry there for 3 months. You now say it's the devil. It's the devil. You cover your 2 ears with pillow. When you start sleeping, God will now leave your ear and begin to show you vision. And then you see yourself on that mountain with Jalabia praying. Even if you go to that air company, after 3 months you will run away because you will not find rest. The reason is because you are no longer functioning by the frequency of the sun. There is another light that has illuminated your spirit. It's called the menorah. The menorah. Meanwhile, if God doesn't speak to you like that, don't be foolish. Because you don't choose yourself, he chooses you. I'm telling you about the prayer power that bets revival fire. It's a furnace. It's a furnace. When these things happen, after a while, then the Holy Ghost in your spirit will break out. That sound of worship is what will take you to the Holy of Holies. Because there is an incense that rises from the altar of incense into the room where the Shekinah dwells. When it begins to break out, that sound is what transports you to the presence. As those sounds begin to come out of your spirit, you now discover you begin to have encounters with God. And God begins to tell you the project that he has for your generation. It was not wise for John to leave his father, who was a priest, to go into the wilderness. It is the making of a revivalist, so that he can bet something that can change the texture of witness in his generation. And when it happened, he said the whole of Jerusalem and Judea went to him. The man who was healed, suddenly the whole world found him there. And then you will discover that in the spirit, you don't speed up by running. You speed up by waiting. Speed is not by running, it's by waiting. When you follow the dictate of that immortal spirit, a point will come when even those who went ahead of you will come back to follow you, because you have provoked something that is not of earth, is of Zion. And that thing that comes to earth will determine the activity of men that lived on the earth. When you come into the presence, I told you there are certain things that God will begin to do to you. I call them the seven government of the presence. And everybody who has journeyed to the presence knows this thing I'm sharing. They know it. They know it. If it does not happen, don't worry. Just be praying. Be a good Christian. Marry a good wife. Raise your family. Get a good job and relax. When God comes, he will do something with you. But in case, the mark of the hunter is on your head. Just in case that mark is on your head, I am telling you the story of your life. You can't escape it, because it is hard to kick against the barbed wire. Hallelujah. You see what's happening in the spirit. I'm seeing something falling like coals of fire, and it's hitting somebody on the chest. It's an activation of the spirit of revival. It's hitting somebody on the chest. If I continue talking, the intensity will grow. And a point will come when it will. Thank God for her, but I'm seeing a young man. There's a fire, it's a coal. It's hitting somebody on the chest. Because I'm the one ministry, I have the right for administration. I release that call for the activation of the powers that provoked revival. You reign, you ancient Zion's king, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Break forth, O fountains of the deep, cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. When you arrive at the mountain of the presence, something happens to you. You are re-engineered. What re-engineers a man is what I call the government, the seven government of the present. One must happen to you. The first thing that happens to a man when he approaches the presence is that he begins to hear sounds of heaven. There is a sound that you will hear. You may not know it articulately, but your spirit will bear witness. It's like an echo of eternity. When you come to a place, when you are hearing a message that resonates with that sound, you will know. Even if you have not heard that message before, your spirit will resonate with it, because when you were calibrated in the studio of eternity, you were wired with sound. Everybody, his dimension was created with a particular kind of sound. And before you enter that place, the first order of engineering that will take place is that those sounds will begin to come into your spirit. That's why every time there's a revival, there's a sound. They said they heard a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. That sound is what brings you to the place of re-engineering, so that your outward man will become one with your inner man. Every time you violate the protocol of revival, your inward man will scold your outward man. That's why when you do something wrong, you feel bad. There is a man that is one with Christ, and there is another man walking on the face of the earth. In revival, an engineering takes place so that the outward man becomes one with the spiritual man. The sound of transport takes the outward man to fraternize with the inward man. It's not a joke. Everybody that gets there will be changed into another man. And the first thing that makes it happen is that you hear a sound. That sound will take you to where you don't want to go. That sound will take you to a place where you will be chiseled. And your DNA in the spirit will be altered, so that you can carry the witness that your generation needs. That's why we don't read messages from book to preach. Every man's message was encrypted into his spirit. The passage can only help you understand the message. The message is always in your spirit. Have you not heard Bishop Oedeko? More than 40 years faith. Anything he teaches must come back to faith. Everything Pastor Chris teaches must come back to eternal life. There is something in your spirit. When that sound takes you there, you begin to hear it. A sound. This is the Davidic order in revival. They come with sound and they shape the structure of a whole territory. A man makes a sound. When John cried, he didn't have a trumpet. He didn't have microphones. He was not in the city center. He was in the wilderness. But when John said, "Repent," the voice echoes into the city, because he is projecting a sound from Zion. Repent. That was the same order that Jonah had. When Jonah was approaching Nineveh, the Bible said it was a 3 days journey. The guy traveled for 1 day, and when he cried, even the king on the throne tore his shirt. That is not a message. That is the enactment of the government of sound. The men you say have utterance, they have mingled with sound in the spirit. So when they cry, you may be weak in your room, don't hear them. The moment you hear them, the sound will change your molecular structure. The Bible says 400 broken and battered men came to David in Cave Adullam. What was David doing? He was playing the harp. And as David was playing the harp, there was a heavenly sound that emanated from the harp. And when he entered Eleazar, he changed Eleazar. And Eleazar, who was a broken man, became a warrior. The Bible said he took a spear and he slew 800 men. By what technology? In the technology of sound. That's why David said, "By my harp, I alter dark sentences." Yele Eberaina Akode Avakata Ajanjata Eluale Keto Ofuraka Shai Shai Yeko Atetai Arua de Nava. Hallelujah. 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 There are trumpeters rising from this meeting. You will hear sounds from heaven, and as you release them, it will change the shape of territories. Everybody, Eyo lakoni ataba. Aruna vadeko apande taila. Is this a zone davadi? Ariata kato emelalole lavandaki.
Witnesses are born when they can hear the sounds of heaven. That's when you can communicate the mind of the Father and bring the present revelation position of the Spirit. Yelenavi akudia taka ratavo dodonda dalaya. We have many talkers in the body of Christ. Very few have ascended the mountains. That's why we don't know the sounds of heaven. We don't know the voice of Elohim. We don't know the energy of the divine. Nothing changes on earth until echoes from eternity hits our territory. That's what provokes revival. I heard a voice as of a mighty rushing wind. I heard a voice. Baro Levi. Zafinia Takavo. Travel in the spirit and journey. Don't be in the outer court. The sun can't take you far. When the night comes, the light of the sun goes out. But whether night or day, the menorah shines. The menorah is not regulated by seasons. The menorah is not regulated by climate. The menorah is the candle of the presence. Whether it is night, the menorah shines. The menorah shines. Thank you, Father. We pride ourselves with Bible exegesis when we don't know the sounds of heaven. There is no witness. Millions of messages churned out every day, but there is no backing of Zion, because we want to bring revival by human intelligence. No, it's a move of the Spirit. It's a move of the Spirit, and only that which is spirit can back that which is spiritual. Alleluia. 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 Oh, imene akwa noge mumma, that's all you are, that's all you are, that's all you are. Oh, imene akwa noge mumma, that's all you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. Oh, imine. Oh, imine. Papa, look at mama. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. River flow. River flow. Let it down. River flow. In your church, once again, let eternity be seen. River flow, river flow. Let eternal river flow. In your church, once again, let eternity be seen. River flow, river flow. Let it down the river flow. In your church, once again, let eternity be seen. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. This is not sensitive to age and demographic. It's a move of the Spirit. It can happen with babes and sucklings. And it can happen with the old and the aged, because it's not built on human strength, but the ability of the Spirit. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. In the precious name of Jesus. Please sit down if you can. I have 15 minutes. If we don't calm it down, I may not be able to touch my message. Somebody is entering into the angelic realm. Angels, an angel will minister to you now, and you will be caught into the angelic dimension. You will hear things, you will know things, you will journey by the angelic. Father, I activate that possibility in the spirit. Help her so she's not injured. Maraha vede kuzot alvalakad. Dadaili atina fatiga sabrunde kapak. Trakazo zondro farakadi. Dantaliga parikandro sevrekida paragadadiro. Rakadida santafarid. Radiada tapade. Rekido taparadi. Help them so they are not injured. Rapatoze fako. Zanzata kila paridando krovodaka. Rapakido sondro fatekida pariandata. Rako seferi tatalia tanask. Zanda brado sofregatina taliada fak. Enedu tabu eno. Aja do dabu eno ohimini e akpata kigbiti e ene do dabu eno aja do dabu eno ohimini e akpata kigbiti e ene do dabu eno aja do dabu eno. Oh, he mean ye. Akata kibiti. Odo bogagu. Odo bogagu. Ene dabo. Ene dabo. Ene du dabu eno. Aja du dabu eno. Oh, he mean ye. Akata ki biti ye. Ene du dabu eno. Help that sister so she's not injured. The revival of the last day. The world have never seen anything like him. He said behind them is a desolate wilderness. But before them is the Garden of Eden. Everything late Archbishop did, with all due respect and glory to God, is nothing compared to what is yet to come. Dimensions unseen, virgin dimensions in God, possibilities not imagined, will become commonplace by the hand of God. It's a move of the Spirit. If Enoch walked with God and was not, the days to come, it will not be one man. Churches, we walk with God. Churches, we bilocate. Churches, we teleport. It will not be a reality of one man.
It will be a reality of congregations and cities. If Philip went to Samaria and took a city, the days to come, many men will travel around the world and they will conquer the globe for Jesus. If Captain Kuman saw wheelchairs 40, 50 in a meeting, the days cometh where a man will enter a city and every crippled person will rise up and walk. It's an avalanche of the Spirit. Things that have never been heard, things that have never been imagined, they are upon us. And this is why we journey in the Spirit. For the outpouring of the last day shall be the greatest move of God. And by mercy, privilege of ordination, we are a part of it. It's a move of God. If Benson Itahosa raised 28 dead men, the days ahead of us, babes, we go to mortuaries and raise everybody back to life. And it will not be a big testimony because it will be commonplace. The days to come, people will seek permission to die because pastors will not only teach the word of God, pastors will keep the lives of their flock and no devil can take it. The times are upon us where men will go to hospitals and everybody will be discharged and it will not be a big meeting. Young people go to hospitals and discharge the sick and doctors will be asked to go home and rest. The time is upon us when men will go to prisons, they will speak to criminals and they will be transformed by one message. And from prisons, apostles and prophets will rise. I prophesy as I am commanded. Not many days from now, the move of the Spirit begins. And many feeble men will rise up with the strength of many. For out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Not many days from now, a trumpet will be blast round the nation of Africa. And young men, faceless men, will rise to propagate the gospel of the kingdom in the last days. Not many days from now, angels will collide with men on the street. Men will have encounters with God in desolate places. The move of God is upon us. Oh, himine, akpata ki biti, ene du dabu eno, ene du dabu eno. Oh, he mean it. Akbata kibiti. I see the visions of God in the Spirit. And the days to come, even the old and elderly, women, aged women, we sit in their homes and raise the dead that we. Aged women, we raise the dead sitting right in their homes. Mothers, we spread their womb over cities and they will proclaim seasons upon the young. The days upon us, I see young ladies entering into dens of all courts and courtists and they will win mighty men to Jesus. Ladies that were desolate, ladies that were sinners and fornicators, ladies that were agents of seduction, suddenly become Deborahs on the street. And I see a day coming when men will not need programs and crusades, but the streets will become regions of encounters. And on different streets at the same time, the move of God will be taking place right here in Nigeria and over Africa. Prophets rising from Ghana that will speak seasons over the continent of the world. And young men will rise from Ghana into nations of South America and they will bring down Colombia, bring down Brazil, bring down Argentina to the feet of the cross. The days are upon us when miracle workers will come from the regions of Southern Africa and they will proclaim a miracle working Jesus and God will be raised as king over the universe. I see the day coming when men will encounter angels and walk with them on the street like partners in evangelism. Nigeria, wake up, for your time is now, and the seasons of God are upon you. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm upon his holy mountains, for young men rises from Nigeria, and they will take this government to the nations of the world. I see young boys from Cameroon, from Ghana, littered across Europe and Canada, proclaiming the gospel on the street with signs and wonders. Black men walking among the white and showing them the ways of God. That day is upon us. Where are the prophets from Zimbabwe, from Zambia, from Kenya? Kenya shall be a hub of evangelism. Many young people and women rising from the regions of Kenya and carrying the caravan of the kingdom across the globe. Africa, it's your time. The day has come when the church will determine who sits on the seat of power. Churches will rise in authority and dethrone governments and establish government. For the order of Jeremiah shall rise from the church, and they will determine who rules and who doesn't. I see the economy connected to the church, and by the prophetic anointing, the economy of Africa begins to boom. And men come to receive divine strategies to shape the economy. Apostles of the media rises. Men that will speak to millions, and encounters taking place via internet. The day of God is upon us.
Every young man and woman here, lift your hands toward heaven. Hey, There are 24 people here that are about to drink of a new wine. The wine that is wine indeed. Man that God wants to recruit as a part of what he wants to do. Because you are a part of this meeting. You will partake of this prophecy. Those who will drink of the wines of heaven. Please, if you can, stop praying and stay sensitive. Just play the keyboard. The angels will give you those wine. Some of you will start crying. Some of you will be slain. One person will start running uncontrollably. The hand of the Spirit. Some of you will start groaning in the spirit. Father, fresh wine, carriers of dimensions unimagined, carriers of possibilities in the spirit. Now, help him. Now, touch. Please stay sensitive. Stay sensitive. The Holy Ghost falls upon you. Holy Ghost, touch. 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 It's about to get violent. Holy Ghost, Barakadiga Patak. Bring them forward here. 24 witnesses. Barakado. 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 Touch. 24. Bring them here. Help the sister running. Aliyah.
Please be fast. Be fast. Bring them out. There are 24 of them. Bring some of them to the altar. The place is too close. I prophesy as I am commanded. 24. Receive that token in the spirit. Touch. Touch. Rakibatako. The season where prostitutes will become evangelists have come. The season where liars will become prophets. The season where the labors of intercession will be remembered has come. Where men will receive crowns and scepters in the spirit. The season of the watchers. The season of the keepers, of the custodians and of the guardians. Barakadoda barakade. Rediafa. Ezonali kavanda taila. Barakota. Oronekado Vedal Ajanda Dadili Kataria Manaro Kata. Man that they were giving up on are about to come to the forefront by the Spirit of the Living God. And men that have labored in prayer and in service are about to be exalted and enthroned. Barakonde tavalakade, elo ladane, elo ladane, elo ladane, satai kapanak. I release the fire of revival. I release the fire of revival. I release the fire of revival. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm upon his holy mountain, that the inhabitants of the earth may tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It's a day of darkness, but as the darkness leap from the mountain, there arise at a people strong and mighty. For in the last days, saith the Spirit of God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. This is the day of the Lord. Aliyah.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty, oh. You reign, you reign, you reign. Kadosh. You reign, you reign, you reign. The day of the Lord is upon us. Arise, thou that sleepeth, and Christ will give thee light. Sir, lift your hands, do whatever. There's a fire coming upon you. Touch! I release that mantle. Kadosh! Kadosh! Ah!
You were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.